Daf Lamed Ches. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hirschkowitz family, Lila Nishvas Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Weider family, for Shem for Daniela Tzipora Bas Dina. So today's daf again is Daf Ches. Let's take from the very top line. The Gemara says it goes through, it's finishing up the Mishnah from yesterday by the various shvachim mentioned of people who contributed to the Beis Hamikdash. So one of the things mentioned was Nikanor, Nasu Nisim Dlasos. He had performed a miracle with regards to the doors, the main door to the Beis Hamikdash. So there's some nace that took place. What was the nace? So the Gemara explains that Tanur Abanam, Ma Nisim Nasu Dlasos. What were the miracles that took place with these doors? So Amru, they explained that Kishalach and Nikanor Lahavi Delasos Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, when he went to Alexandria to go get these doors. So now, before we even get to what happened, there's a discussion how exactly, and we'll see later on as well, they went back to Mitzrayim on a number of occasions. How are we able to go back to Mitzrayim? The Torah tells us there's an Isser to Lush of the Mitzrayim, to Isser to go back to Mitzrayim. So the Ritva gives three different explanations of why or when a person is allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. The first answer explained is that it's only Isser to live in Mitzrayim, but to return back to go visit for a short period of time, that would be permitted. According to that would not explain and justify why the Rambam and many other communities that lived there for many, many years and lived. But the one shot is it's only usher to live, but to return back, it's permitted. That's one explanation. The second explanation brought down is Ritva says that the third answer he says is actually that because only during times of the Beis HaMikdash or the times when we're living in Eretz Yisrael primarily is there an issue to go back. But Bizman HaGalus, so Kadosh Baruch Hu goes there, that we have to actually remain in Galus, so that would not be Bechal the Isser. The Isser is only true when we have the rights and ability to live in Eretz Yisrael. The second answer he explains is the Yireim. The Yireim has an interesting one. It's only Usser, as the Pasuk says, Lashuv B'derech Hazeh, to go back the same exact path that we went up from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. But if we go back a different path, whatever that means, we make a different left turn or a different right turn, that would not be Bechal the Isser. Only the direct path up, to go back that direct path down, would be Bichlal the Isser. So these are three explanations why one would be able to return back to Mitzrayim to get the Delasos. So what was the Nase? So Gemara explains, Bechazirasa, when they returned back, Amad Alav Nachshel, there was a big storm at sea. And what happened was, Shabiyam Latabo, the storm is going to swallow up, it was going to sink the boat. So Nalu Achas Mehen, they took one of these, the doors are very heavy, they felt that the weight would contribute to them sinking, so they threw one of the doors in the water. V'tilu liyam, they threw into the water. V'adayin lo nach hayam, but still the water didn't cease. It was still, the storm was pretty strong still, and it looked like the boat was going to sink. Mizafo, from its anger, bikshu lahatil chaverti, they wanted to throw the other door as well. There are two doors with them. So one door they threw, they're going to throw the second door. Amad hu, so Nikanor stood up, b'karcho, he grabbed on, he was holding on to the door, he wouldn't let them release it. Amar Lehem, he told all the other sailors in the boat, Hitiluni ima, you're going to throw it, you're going to throw me in with it. So Miyad, after he said that, Nach Hayam Izaafo, the water settled down, the storm went away, and Hayam Etzar Al-Khaverta, and although he was able to save that other second door, he was bothered the rest of the trip about the first door, that he lost the first door that was thrown into the water. The Kevin Shigil and Amal, once they got to the port at the end in Eretz Yisrael, Shalako and Ako, Haysa Mivat Bet, Mitba Bet, Mitba, Tepses, or how do you pronounce this word here exactly? The, what is that word exactly? Mivat Betes, when it was kind of like, it was like hovering underneath it, V'yotzia metachas dofne asfina, it was floating underneath the boat here, and it popped up by the end when they reached the port, it was underneath the whole time. V'yesham, or others say, Bria shebayam balata, a certain creature swallowed up the door in the ocean. V'kiata liyabasha, when they got to the dry land, he spit it out at the other end, so the nesa took place, but the second, the first door was somehow kept with him. V'allah amar Shlomo, and about this door, Shlomo said, Karos batenu arazim, the doors, the boards of our house, the Beis HaMikdash, retaini barosim, it was in the, somehow thrown out from the barosim, was barosim mina, altuki barosim ella brisyam, Rashi explains one shot referring to the bria bayam, this creature that swallowed it up, spit out at the end by the port of Akko. The Thikach, therefore, kol ha-sha'arim shayu b'mikdash, all the other gates of the Beis HaMikdash, nishtanu lios shozov, when they got rich, Rashi says, when they had enough money, they were able to coat each of the doors in gold, chutz mishari nikanor, except for this gate, the main gate to the Beis HaMikdash, they left it was made of copper, mipnei shenasa bo nisim, because they wanted to really appreciate the nes that took place, so leaving it in its original form, in the copper form, reminded everybody of the nes that took place, bayam, Others say, because the copper actually had this appearance of looking like gold. It did not need to be coated in gold. It gave that appearance of looking like gold. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he said, Nechoshes Kunisa Haiso. It's a particular type of copper, Haisa Meira Kishozov. And this particular copper would also give the shine, give the impression that it was gold. So Numisha tells us, V'elu l'ganai. So although we mention all those, the shvach, those who contributed wonderful things, whether it was the kior, or the shar nikanor, but the following we're going to mention, all l'ganai. What's l'ganai? Shabesa garmi, the family based garmi, l'ratu lila amid al ma'isa lechem upon him. They did not want to teach any of the family how to make the lechem upon him the proper way. And shabesa aftinas, which the family are lo ratu lilamid al maisa k'toris. They did not want to teach anybody how to make the k'toris properly. And hugras ben Levi haya yodea perek v'shir. He knew how to have a beautiful sound, make a beautiful voice, to amplify the voice when he would sing. Lo ratu lilamid, he would not teach anybody else this trick. Ben Kamser, Lorot Lelamed Al Maisa Ksav, he knew how to write special. How did he write special? If you look at Rashi, the bottom right here on the page, Al Maisa Ksav, Kosher Dal Kulmusan Bedal Etzbeosav, he was able to somehow tie the four different pens to his four fingers, not the thumb, it seemed, but the other four fingers. Vekosev Shem Ben Arba Osios Kechad, he could write Shem Hashem at one time, holding four pens, he can move in his fingers in a way where he writes Yud Kei Vav Kei all in one shot. He would not teach anybody that trick. So these individuals, these families, were all liganai because they did not teach the tricks of the trade. The Gemara says, the Mishnah finishes off and says, Al HaRishonim Nemar, on the first ones, in the previous Mishnah, all those that were mentioned, L'shvach, Nemar, Zecher, Tzadik, Levracha, we remember these Tzadikim, Levracha, for good, Bel Elu, but these, in this Mishnah, V'shem Risham Yirkav, that their names should rot, because it was liganai. So Gemara is going to explain each of the stories, each of the families now. So Tanya Rabbanan, base garmu hayu bekin b'maisa lechem upon him. They were experts how to make the lechem upon him. V'loratu lelameda, they did not want to teach others. Shalchu chachamim v'heviu umanim milachzanja shavetrayim. So since they didn't know how to do it, and they couldn't learn from this family, they sent to the experts of the Alexandria, which was like the main city in the world. All the experts of every industry lived in Alexandria. So they sent some messengers there to learn the trade. V'hayu yodim la'afos b'kemosam, they knew how to bake the lechem upon him, just like the family of Beis Garmu. However, lo hayu yodim lirados kemosam, they did not know how to remove the bread. They used to, have like the pita bread on the side of the walls. They couldn't remove it properly in such a way. They could bake it, but to remove it, they had a difficult time. That was a certain skill they couldn't learn. And shehalu masikin mibuchutz v'ofen mibuchutz. However, these in the Beis Hamikdash, they would actually bake the bread on the outside and cook on the outside and bake on the outside of the oven like a stovetop on the outside. V'halu masikin mibifnim v'ofen mibifnim. But these in Alexandria would actually bake on the inside of the oven, and therefore it was a different trade. And halu pisan misafeshes, halu ein pisan misafeshes. And the lechem upon him made by the base garmu did not spoil, did not go bad. However, the bread that came from Alexandria did, so they were able to come pretty close to the actual lechem upon him, but lamai, so they were not able to. So kishashamu chachamim bedavar, when they heard this, and they couldn't figure out how to make a lechem upon him, they said, amru komashe baruch kodesh baruch l'chvodo baruch. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, every science, every trade, how to bake things, it was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, not for the kavod of the families to have exclusive rights to this. This was to show kavod Hashem. Shenemar, it says, Kol nikra b'shmi l'chvodi b'rasiva. So V'chazu Beis Garmu l'koman, Beis Garmu was not very pleased by this. They were a little, discouraged that they were being, bullied by the Chachamim. So they went back home to their place. They were not willing to share any of the trade. And Shalachu Lehem Chachamim. Chachamim sent a message to Beis Garmu. V'lobal, they didn't come. Kafu Lehem Scharim. They tried doubling the wages for them. Ubal. Finally, they came after being paid a lot of money. B'chol Yom Hayu Notlin Shemasar Mana. In the past, they would charge 12 mana for their, to do the service of the Lechem upon him. Hayom. But after insulting them, after, saying that you're not sharing the information, Hayom Esim Varba. Now the wages were 24 amounts. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. B'chol yom esim v'arba. Every single day, the normal wages was 24 mana. Hayom, but today, after the whole event, arbam ushmon, it was 48. So Amru lam chacham and said, Samari isim, shelo lamed. Why did you refuse to teach us? What was the reason? Why do you have exclusive rights to this trade? Amru lam then said, I'll tell you why. Yodim hayu shebeis abba, shebeis ze asid lichar. We know, we have a tradition from our family and our grandfather, that the Beis Hamikdash is not going to be around forever. Eventually, it's going to be destroyed. We know that. So Shema Yilmod Adam Sheinu Mehugan. We're concerned, and our parents and grandparents are very concerned that perhaps the person who's Einu Ra'i, Einu Mehugan, is going to learn how to make the Lechem upon him. And he might use a lechem panim to serve avodah zarah, which would be a terrible thing. So once they heard this, that they weren't trying to keep it because they wanted a monopoly. And that was not their reason. It wasn't because they were trying to keep the money and keep the exclusive rights to this. It was rather to protect Hashem's kavod, and so someone shouldn't misuse it. And once they heard this matter, maskirin also l'shvach, and they praised this family for good, actually. They realized they were doing the right thing, and may olam, the rest of their life, the rest of the history of this family, lo nimseis pas nikiyah b'yabneim, never they find any clean bread, clean white bread in their house. So no one should ever suspect them of making lechem upon them in their own house and eating from that. So they were not allowed to have any white bread in their house ever. To fulfill what the pasuk says, that you should always be clean in the eyes of Hashem and Klal Yisrael. No one should ever suspect you. Don't do anything to have someone suspect you. And therefore, there's never pas nikiyah in the family of Beis Garmu. The Gemara now quotes from the house of Beis Aftinas. What happened there? So Beis Aftinas, they did not want to teach anyone the trade of the Ketores. The Tanya Rabban, the Brisa, tells us that Beis Aftinas, hayu bekin b'maisa Ketores. They were experts in making the Ketores properly. They did not want to teach anybody else. They sent down to the big city of Alexandria. They also knew how to mix the Ketores properly. However, what they did not know how to do is they did not know how to have the smoke go up just the way the Ketores is supposed to go in the base of Migdash. What was the difference? Halalu mitamer v'ole kimakel. So those in Egypt, the smoke went just straight up like a pillar of smoke. However, halalu mafti lakan lakan, but in the base of Migdash, the smoke went up and kind of spread out. They were not able to learn that trick. When they realized that they couldn't learn how to figure this out, Amru, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the world, all sciences, all types of knowledge in this world for his own kavod. Shenamar ko pal Hashem l'maneu, for his sake. The Chazu Beis Aftinas l'mkom, so they went back home, they refused to work in the base of Migdash, Beis Aftinas. So Shalchul Mechacham, they sent to them, come back and do the Ketores. V'lo Baal, they didn't come. Kaflul Hem Scharm, they doubled the wages. V'ayom Arbam Ushmona, and today they're being, Ubabachayom, Hayunolun Shemasar Mana. Every day they would normally charge 12 mana for the wages. V'ayom Esim V'arba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'chayom Esim V'arba, V'ayom Arbam Ushmona. So the wages were doubled. So Amulam Chacham asked them, Mari Isim Shalom Lamed, what was the reason why you didn't teach us the trade of the Ketores? So Amru, they said, Yodin Hayusha Beis Abba, we know from our father and grandfather, Shabbos there, Asid, Licharav, eventually the Beis Megdash is going to be destroyed. Amru, they said, Shema Yomod Adam Shinim Hugan, like we saw above, that perhaps someone who's not a year of Shemaim is going to learn the tricks of the Ketores. And they're going to use this to serve Avodah Zarah Chas V'Shalom. And we praised the family of Beis Aftinas also l'shvach, although initially it was l'ganai. Once we realized that they had true good intentions at l'shem shemaim, we started mentioning them l'shvach. And may olam, for the rest of their lives, lo yatzos kala mivusemes mibatem, never would a kala from the family walk out with a perfume. Ukshenosin isha mimakum acher, and when they marry a woman from elsewhere, masin ima, they make the following condition, shlo tisbasem. So even though if you're marrying into our family, a kala from outside, you can't ever use perfume. Shlo yomu mimaisa ketores misbasmim. So no one should ever think and suspect that you're using the ketores as perfume. The kaim ashen emar, to fulfill what it says, v'yisim nikim me'ashem u'miyisrael. So that's the story of Beis Aftinas. The Gemara now records a couple of scenarios with the Beis Aftinas. Tani the Brisa says that Amr Yishmael b'ham pamachas, one time ha'isim mahalach b'derech, I was walking along the way. U'matasi echad mibnei b'neim, I came across, I encountered one of the great-great-grandchildren of the family Beis Aftinas. Amar tilo, I said, avosecha bikshu laharbos kvodon v'rotu l'lmait kvod hamakom. Your family wanted to increase their own kavod, l'kvodon. They wanted to minimize the kavod of hamakom. They didn't share the wealth. They did not share the trades, the tricks of the trades. It was all very selfish. So Achshav, now look what's happening. Kavod hamakom bimkomo umiyo kvodam. Even though the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod is still in place because Mal Haaretz kvoda, Hashem's kavod is everywhere. So Hashem's kavod is still in place, but your family is worthless. Your family, there's no Beis Hamikdash, and you have no role in this world. So Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Pamachas sachli Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga, he told me that Rabbi Shmuel reported to Rabbi Kiva that one time Rabbi Shmuel himself, Pamachas, Yatasi ani, one time I and one of the members of the Beis Haptinas were traveling Lasada to a field, Lilakit Asam, to go gather some grass, herbs, and whatnot. V'ra'isi, I saw, Shesochak Ubacha. He started to laugh, and then he began to cry. So Amarti Lo, I said, Mipnei Maba B'chitza, why are you crying? So Amr Li, so he tells me, Kavod Avosai Nizkarti, I'm remembering the honor of my family, that they're such a Chasha family, the Beis Haptinas family. Why are you busy laughing? Because there's going to be a time where Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to return that kavod to my family. What did you do that reminded you of this? What did you see that reminded you of this? The memories of crying and laughing? So I saw this certain mala ashan, one of the spices has the ability to make the smoke go up in such a way. That was the key element, the key ingredient that we were missing in Alexandria. So that was the secret ingredient he saw. He came across this. So Rabbi Shmuel asked the boy, or the man, Herayoli, show at me. I want to see this Mala Ashen. What exactly, which herb is the one that makes the smoke go up from the Kedaris? Amali says, Shavua, Hibiyadenu, we have a Shavua in our family. Shane Marino, so the Chaladim. We can't tell anybody. We can't teach anyone other than our family. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Pamachas, one time, Matasi Zakin Echad, I found an elderly man, Umegilas Simamanim Biyada. He was holding a list of all the 11 Simamanim of the Kataris. Amarti Lo, I said, May Ain Ata, from where did you get this? Where are you from? Amalim be Beis Haftinas Ani. I'm from the descendants of Beis Haftinas. Uma Biyadcha, and what are you holding? Amarli, he told me, Megilas Simamanim, I'm holding the list of the Simamanim, the 11 Kataris. So what exactly the herbs that you need to make the Kataris? So Hareyuli, so Rabbi Yochanan says, please show it to me. Amli says, Kozman Shabbat Beis Abba Hayu Kayamim. So long as my family was intact and they were working in the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Hayu Mosin Oso L'Choladim, we couldn't share with anybody. However, V'achshav, now there's no Beis HaMikdash, Harehu L'cha, here it is, take a look at it. However, V'izar Abba, be very, very careful with this Megillah. U'chshabati V'sachti Divrei Devarai L'fnei Rabbi Kiva. When I told Rabbi Kiva this, Amli, he said, Me'ata, now we could re-understand, have a different take on these families. Also, l'saper b'gnusan shel elu. Even though the mission initially had said that you should speak l'ganai of Beis Garmu and Beis Haftinas, but after Rabbi Kiva hearing this, how true they were and how l'shem shemayim they were, now it's also l'saper b'gnusan shel elu. Mikan Amar Ben Azeh. From this point on, Ben Azeh said, "B'shimcha yikrucha." We should call in their names. U'mimkomcha yishovicha. We should sit in their places. And going on to Amar Beis now. U'mishelcha yinu l'cha. And from theirs, yours, you should give to you. Which Rashi says that it's not that we're giving them a gift and matana of just being nice to them. Rather, they earn this. They deserve the mezonos from Shemayim that they're going to get for all the keeping the protection of the covenant of Shemayim. The Ein Malchus Noga Bechaverte, and no Malchus could encroach on the Malchus of someone else, meaning no one else could take the rights of the Beis Haftinas families and the Beis Garmu families. They should not teach anybody else. They should keep it exclusive because they are L'shem Shemayim, Filu Kamali Nima, even if it's just a hairbreadth away, don't touch their skill set. Let them keep it. So now the Gemara says, moving on to the next one, listed in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that Hugras Ben Levi had the ability to have such a beautiful sound of his voice. So Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Kishunosen Kolo Benima, when you have a beautiful voice, you want to project the voice, a pure sound, Benima Machnis Gudolo Latochpiv, he'd stick his thumb in his mouth. Umeniach Etzbo Ben Hanimen, he placed his finger now between the hairs of his mustache, it would seem, some position like that. When they heard this beautiful sound, the Kohanim were like, back up. They were so amazed by the power, the beauty of such a sound. That describes his koach. Okay? So then the Gemara says, Tanur Abadim, the Brisa says further. Ben Kamser l'rotu l'lamid al maisa ksaf. Ben Kamser did not want to teach anybody how to hold four pens at one time and to write a four-letter name in one shot. So Amr Olav, they said, Sheinotel dal kumusan beinet ba'osav, four pens between his fingers, v'im hayisa teva shal dal osios, and if it was a four-letter word, hayakosu bevas achas, he could read it, write it in just one stroke. And Amr Olav, they said, Mare isa shlol lamed kulon, lamed. So they asked him also, what was the reason why you didn't teach anybody else how to write this way? So, kulon matu tshuva, l'divrem. Everyone else we asked had an answer. Ben, Beis Haftinas, Beis Garmu. But you, Ben Kamsa lo Matzachuva, he did not find an answer to the Devar. He couldn't justify why his family wouldn't teach the trade. So Al Harishonim, regarding the first ones we just mentioned, Nemar Zecha Tadak Levracha, Al Ben Kamser, V'chaverav, and his family, Nemar V'shem Risham Yirkov. Since he wasn't L'shem Shemayim, they're just trying to be exclusive and keep the monopoly, so their name should be mentioned, it should be rot, should rot. So my V'shem Risham Yirkov, what does that mean? Amar Reb Elazar, Rikvivas Tal of Vishmosam, that there should be literally what the way Rashi explains that there should be what Rashi says the Chaluda, The what's that on the metal? What do you call that when the metal goes bad? That's what I'm looking for. Rust, yeah, the rust, excellent, the rust. There should be rust in the names of the Rishayim. Bishmosen, Delo, Maskinen, Bishmai. We should not use their names. Nobody should be should use the name Hugras. So they asked the question, so if that's the case, we have Yishmal. We have a Rebbe Yishmal. Yishmal was a Rasha, so how could you use the name Yishmal? So Tosi Yisham says there are two explanations on the side here, right? Number one is Yishmal did Tshuva. He did Tshuva, so in the end of the day, he was a Tzaddik, so he was about Tshuva, so you could use his name. That is, even if you assume that he did not do tshuva, according to Aman Damar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the name Yishmael, so that would also justify, since it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a name that can be used. Either way, we see that you should not use the names of a Rasha. So then the Gemara asks a question, Ma'isa Ravina, Ma'isa B'Doeg Ben Yosef, there's a story of Doeg Ben Yosef. Doeg was a terrible person in Tanakh. And now we have a Ma'isa of a person, Doeg Ben Yosef, it's a person named his child Doeg. Shenichu Aviv ben Katan Limo, that the father passed away and left the child, a young child, to his to the mother. The mother took care of the child every single day. And b'chol yom, every single day, ha'isa ima modadasa. Every day the mother would measure b'tefachayim, use her hands to measure how tall he was, the boy as he grew. But no senes mishkal shazal the base of English. And every single day she'd weigh him, and then she'd give that the equivalent of weight of gold to the base of English every single day. Wonderful tzaddikas, she would offer donations every single day. Uchshe gaver oyev, when Nebuchadnezzar took over, what did she do? And there's nothing to eat, there's a big famine. Tavachso, she shechted her own son. Vachalton, she ate him. Valea konin Yirmiah, he said about her, about this story, im tochal nashim parim ole tfuchim mishuvas ruach hakodesh. So this was the pasuk that he mourned over this particular story. V'omerisim heyarg v'mikdash Hashem kohen v'navi. So we're going to kill a kohen and navi all in one shot in the base of mikdash. So this was a terrible event. Either way, in the end of the day, how can you name a child Doeg if Doeg was a rush in Tanakh? And Gemara says, my salik bay, go look what happened. Chazi my salik bay, this is what happened. I mean, you shouldn't. This was the end of the boy. The end, he had a terrible story, terrible life, because of his name was Doeg. So this is talking the proof. You shouldn't do this. And if you do name your child after Russia, so then this is what's going to happen. So Gemara then says further, Amar Reb Elazar, tzaddik miatmo, v'rasha mechavera. When a tzaddik, we call him a tzaddik, he's a tzaddik based on his own merit. A Russia, we call Russia not only from his own, rishis, but his rishis actually, and his whole chabura, it's all together. He's also somewhat responsible for all the other isham around him. So where do you see this dik? So it says in the pasuk tzaddik miatzmo, that tzaddik earns his rights of being a tzaddik from his own merit. Dichsev zecher tzaddik levrach in the singular. But Russia mechavero, we view Russia and his whole chabura, it's a whole risham all together. Dichsev v'shem rishaim in the plural yirkaf. So Amar Le Ravina, Ravina says, Lahu Mirabanan, Tav Mesader Gad Hakame. There's a certain Talmud Chacham who was organizing, was reviewing all the Agatas in front of him. Menah Hanem Mil. So how do you know, Dam Rabanan Zecha Tzadik Lebracha? What's the source that we remember at Tzadik Lebracha? So Amar Le, the Haksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Zecha Tzadik Lebracha. No, Midaraisa Menala. That's a Pasuk in Nach, in Tilim. I want to, where's that Pasuk in the Torah? We know everything, even in Nach, is hinted at in the Torah itself. So we're in the Deraisa, we're in the Torah. Minalan, how do you know there's a reference to Zecha Tzadik Levracha? Minalan, how do you know? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vashem Amar, HaMechaseh Ani Me'Avram, HaShem Ani Osem, I go into high ending back from Avram Ravinu. Uksiv, Avram Hayu Yeh L'Goy Gadol V'Atzum. So Avram was a Tzadik, because Baruch remembered him for good. So that's all the bracha that came to the Tzadik of Avram Ravinu. That's the source of Zecha Tzadik Levracha, to remember the Tzadik, and it's going to turn into a bracha. Minani Milsa Dama Rabbanan Shem Risham Yirkav. What's the source that the names of the Risham should rot? Amrlei to Haksiv the Shem Risham Yirkav. It's a pasuk as well. No, the question was a Midiraisa Minan. Where's their pasuk in the Torah that is a remez to Shem Risham Yirkav? It says in the pasuk, Vayel at Sodom, and he had placed the tent near Sodom. Uksiva Vaanshe Sodom Ram Chatam Lashem Ol. They were a very terrible place. So this is that the names of Sodom and Amorah should rot. So that's a reference somehow to Shem Risham Yirkav. So then the Gemara says, Amar Reb Elazar, Tzadik Dar Ben Shnei Risham. You have a Tzadik who can live between two Risham, V'lo Lamad Mima'asem, and not learn from their evil ways. And you have the flip side, a Rasha, who is Dar Ben Shnei Tzadikim, V'lo Lamad Mima'asem, and he did not learn from their good ways. Who's the Tzadik that was Dar Ben Shnei Risham, who lived amongst two Risham, V'lo Lamad Ma'asem? That's Ovadia. Ovadia lived between the generations of Achav and Izevel, at least in the same time as those two, and he did not learn from their bad ways. And the Russia, who was Dar Ben Shnei Tzadikim, V'lo Lamad Ma'asem, that was Esav, Esav's father Yitzchak, Esav's brother Yaakov, and yet he did not learn from their good ways. Gemara says further, another statement in the name of Rebbe Lazar. Amar Rebbe Lazar, mi birchasan shel tzadikim ata lamed klala l'risham. From the bracha given to tzadikim, you could infer what the klala was to the risham. And the reverse, umi klalasan shel risham, the curses to the rishayim ata lamed mi bracha l'tzadikim. You could learn, you could infer the brachas that were given to the tzadikim. Mi birchasan shel tzadikim ata lamed klala l'risham. What's that? Dichsev it says, ki yedativ l'man asher yitzave. And the pasuk goes on to say, I read the pasuk, it says on the side as follows, the kiyadativ lemana sheyitava es banava es beso acharava v'shamu derech Hashem lasas tzedaka, and you preserve the ways of Hashem to do tzedaka mishpat leman havi Hashem al Avram eis asher diber alav. That was going to result in bracha. That's a guarantee of bracha that's going to come to a tzaddik. Uksib basri. Then it says v'yom Hashem zaka sedom v'amora kiraba. But then, in contrast to that, the terrible calamity that happened to Sedom v'amora, they were the klala to the rishon. And what's the reverse? Miklalasan shavisham, the curse that was given to the Rasha, atalomed bracha letzadikim, dichsev v'anshe stom rom v'chatam l'Hashem. They're very bad. And in contrast to that, that was the klala to Sodom, to Rishon. Hashem Amar El Avram, achrei pared lot mimo, after he separated Lot from Avram, it led to incredible bracha. So whenever there's a klala to a Rasha, there's going to be bracha to a tzadik. Gemara says further now, Amar Rebbe Lazar, afilu b'shvil tzadik echad olam nivra. Even for the sake of just one tzaddik, the world will be created and will continue to be in existence. Shenamar says, "Vayar l'kim es ha'or kitov." Hashem saw the light was good. Ve'ein tov el tzaddik. Shenamar amru tzaddik kitov. So even for just one tzaddik, the world was created. Amar Rebbe Lazar further, "Kol meshakech davar mitamudo." He who forgets even one item that he learned, he's gorem galus levanim, is going to result in exile for his children. Shenamar says, "Vatishkach toras elokecha." You're going to forget my Torah. Eshach manecha gamani. I'm going to forget your children and send them into galus. So Rabbi Yabohu Amar, Maridin also Migdulaso, such a person who forgets his learning will be demoted. Shenemar Kiata Hadas Maasta, you had disgraced my Das, my Torah, Vamascha Mikahin Li, I'm going to remove you from your kuna, from your greatness. So then the Gemara says, Amr Bihibra Abar Amr Yochan Eina Tzadik Niftar Minha Olam Ad Shenivra Tzadik Kamosa, a tzaddik won't depart from the world until another tzaddik is created first to replace him. Kamos, Shenemar says, Vezerach HaShemesh Uva HaShemesh, that the sun rises and the sun sets. Achlo Kavsa Shimshel Shel Eli, before the light, the son of Eli, extinguished. Zarach HaShimshel Shel Shmuel HaRamasi, Shmuel's, his son, Shmuel, he rose first before Eli passed away. Rabbi Chi, Amar Rabbi Chi, Ba'abar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ra Kavdesh Baruch Hu, Hu She Tzaddikim, Muatim, he saw that tzaddikim were few and rare. Amad v'shasam v'chaldov ador, he stood up and he dispersed them, very little bit here in each generation, a little bit here, a little bit there. Shenemar says, ki l'Hashem motoki aret, Hashem has the pillars of the ground, v'yashish alem table, and he set them up in the different generations. So Amar Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, afil b'shul tzaddik echad, ha'olam eskayim, even for just one tzaddik, the world remains. Shenemar v'tzaddik yisod olam, that tzaddik holds up the entire world. Rabbi Chiya Didei Amar, he himself, however, said, Mehacha Ragle Chasidav Yishmor Chasidav, that the legs are going to preserve the Chasidav, the Chasadim of the people will preserve the world. So Chasidav Tuvamasha sound like many Chasidim, not just one Chasid. But Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Chasidok, if it's written as the singular, even though it's pronounced in the plural, it's written as Chasido, that even for one Chasid, even for one Tzaddik, the world will remain. Rabbi Chiya, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kevin Sheyata Rov Shnosav Shel Adam, Lo Chatav, a person's most of his life is past, and he has not sinned once, Shuv Einuchot, he's never going to sin ever. Shenemar, Ragli Chasidav Yishmor, from all the Chasadav that he had performed in his whole lifetime of not doing Averos, that will last for the rest of his life. The Bay Rabbi Shila Amr, he said, Kevin Sheba Liado Davar Avera, Pam Rishon Veshneya Veinuchot, the person encounters an Avera once and twice, and is able to withstand the Yetzara and not violate the Avera, Shuvein Yechote, he will not sin again. Shenemar, Ragli Chasidav Yishmar, from two legs will preserve you. If you twice, two times, you protected yourself from an Avera, that's going to Yishmar, that's going to protect you for the rest of your life. So we'll stop here. I'm not going to do Chazar, it's a lot of Agata. And Mirta Shem, we will continue with this and finish the parak tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.